Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and CBSN Bay Area, a rainy start as you're waking up this morning to start the week. It all comes after the first big storm of the season in the Bay Area.
A closer look at the areas hit hardest by the storm and the challenges still remaining right now.
Plus, how the storm made history in San Francisco in 170 years of record keeping.
And the soggy field conditions on the gridiron for the 49ers and how it impacted the crowd.
Good morning to you. It's Monday, October 25th. I'm Lynn Keys.
I'm Amanda Starantino. The atmospheric river delivered inches of rain to the Bay Area, and the effects are still being left this morning.
We have live team coverage right now on all that wet weather, from the conditions all across the area to how the roads are looking.
We start with reporter Justin Andrews live in Fremont, where 880 has been shut down due to a lot of flooding there, Justin.
Absolutely. And Fremont police telling people to avoid 880 because of that flowing water on the freeway. And look at this. Traffic is backed up for, I would say, miles this morning because of those high waters. And that's why we're seeing this backup. A live look now. This is southbound 880 you're seeing on your screen here. The freeway is shut down in both directions. I want to point your attention to some video. It's very telling this morning because it shows that standing water on the freeway. And this is on 880 between Thornton and Mowry Avenues. Notice the cars are stranded and partially submerged in these high waters. And we've been seeing videos on social media really all morning in this same area. And there were some people waiting in the water just trying to get help. CHP says the water levels in this area are extremely high and impassable in some cases. In fact, an officer said that the water reached the door of his patrol car. Another perspective for you this morning from up above, drone footage really giving us that aerial view of North bound and southbound lanes of 880 in the Fremont area. Long lines of cars, and some were stuck, even stranded along the freeway. This morning, if you can come back out here live, there is no timeline on when 880 will be back open, but obviously traffic is still an issue here. In fact, we were driving to the scene and ran into at least 3 to 4 different crashes along the interstate, even some dangerous because there was a car that was flipped on its side. No cones, no police officers, no highway patrol officers on scene because they're responding to many others. So if you're on the freeway this morning, make sure you take your time, keep your eyes on the roads, and avoid, you know, some of those slick spots that you may run into. I know Gianna's been tracking traffic and tracking some crashes all across the Bay. Gianna, tell us what you're seeing this morning.
Yeah, Justin, it's already been busy this morning, especially for the 5 o'clock hour. So if you are hitting the roadways, very good advice that Justin just gave. Be very careful out there. I do want to draw your attention to 880 where Justin is. You're going to want to get around this mess this morning. Fremont Boulevard, 238 Mission Boulevard. Those are good alternates. Those run adjacent to that area. This is going to make it very difficult for folks heading towards the Dumbarton Bridge as well. So you can always use the San Mateo Bridge to work your way across the bay if you're headed over towards the peninsula side from the east. Live look at 880 elsewhere. The rest of 880 actually looking okay. But yeah, we are getting a handful of accidents into the traffic center. The latest also on the Bay Bridge westbound right near Treasure Island, and that one is blocking lanes. Travel times right now through the Altamont. It is very windy through that area. 40 minutes right now, 205 over towards 680. Live look at the toll plaza, which looks very dark this morning. Lights may be out in and around that area, so just take it slow. But again, you're tracking, you'll see some brake lights across the upper deck as you head into San Francisco. So pack your patience this morning. Len, Amanda.
Thank you so much. KPIX 5, Jocelyn Moran continues our live team coverage.
She's live at a flooded intersection in Millbrae with a look at all the damage there. Jocelyn.
Yeah, well, we're here on Millbrae Avenue. Behind me, that's where BART station is at. El Camino Real is also in that area, but I'm going to step aside just so you can see how flooded this intersection is. We can see at least a couple of cars that appear to be stuck. One right here at the intersection, and then two by this Chevron gas station, one by the Chevron sign. And this area is blocked off. Not recommended that you go through here. It's still blocked off. But we have seen a couple of cars still coming through here. And then we have some video taken from last night. Take a look at that video now. You can see that's when it really started to get bad. The water seemed to be a lot higher then, and you can see that's when some of the cars started to get stuck in that area. Just very dangerous conditions to be driving in still. at this hour. The rain has started to pick up as well, and we are going to still be here in these conditions. Again, dangerous conditions to be driving in right now. We're still seeing some cars coming by here, driving through. Again, not recommended. We'll be here and we'll be sure to update you. For now, live in Millbrae, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
Looks like it's still raining out there for her, and that's a shared experience right now. IDEF Doppler still has plenty of rain on it. We're not done. We're almost done, but we're not done yet. There's still some rain to get through. So let's start off by seeing the locations that are where you're likely going to encounter some of the more impressive rain. And what's different about today from yesterday is this morning is it's south of the Golden Gate. So we're still seeing this rain focused for the peninsula and the East Bay. And there's a really well-organized line of rain here that stretches from Union City. In fact, let's come in for a close-up look here. I know Justin Andrews is out live talking about the 880 shutdown out in Fremont, and you can see plenty of rain showing up here as we trace the outline for 880, 238. Plenty of rain here right through Mount Eden, but as you start to go east through the hills, there is a good amount of rain there falling right on 580, just where it starts to get through that steepest part of the canyon. And then as you get over towards the other side, there's rain going all the way up 680. But I want to bring us back to the other side now and look at the peninsula, because 280 also has good rain on it. So this is for that drive as you're starting to head to either, obviously, in either direction here, but from 280, 35, 101's not seeing it as bad. And this would be just off towards the west, up into the hills of San Bruno. So you get out over towards Edgemar and before you get to Broadmoor, and it's pretty good rain there. That shows up in the future cast. And the showers right here being depicted perfectly, basically Peninsula, East Bay, and southward. Going forward, it stays that way. I mean, that's taking us ahead to 6 o'clock in the morning where we're still looking at good rain in the South Bay. But it does finally clear out, guys, once we get past about 10 o'clock today. I'll show you the rest of the story on this in the complete forecast in a few minutes. For now, back to you.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk. We have breaking news on power outages this morning. About 69,000 homes and businesses are without power because of the storm here in the Bay Area. Taking a look at the latest PG&E outage map. Most of them are on the peninsula, almost 26,000, 21,000 in the North Bay. And keep in mind, these numbers are for individual buildings, PG&E customers. So we're likely talking hundreds of thousands of people waking up in the dark this morning. This is, of course, caused by trees falling into power lines and power lines themselves going down. And with the sheer volume of calls, with the sheer number of outages, PG&E is going to take a long time to get this all back on. We're going to keep an eye on it throughout the day. Back to you.
And thanks. Hours of nonstop rain drenches the Santa Cruz Mountains. Around 3,000 homes in and around the CZU complex fire burn scar under evacuation orders. That includes much of the town of Boulder Creek. But a lot of people decided to ride out the storm.
This year, everybody's like, meh. All our neighbors, everybody's just sitting tight.
A team of 36 highly specialized personnel came down from Marin County on standby in case of a debris flow, and they are needed for search and rescue efforts.
Flooding is a huge problem all over the North Bay right now. San Anselmo Creek rose pretty quickly.
We came within 3 feet, which is cause for concern, but I think we were lucky and we dodged a bullet.
Aside from flooded streets, the downpour reduced visibility and made it hard to drive in the North Bay. Take a look at this on Highway 101 in Petaluma, just one of many bad crashes.
Looking live out at the San Francisco skyline, yesterday turned out to be the seventh wettest day ever in San Francisco in 170 years of record keeping. And a live look at SFO, where the storm is making a mess of travel plans. The airport says there are more than 400 delays and 60 cancellations.
Drenching conditions did not keep fans away from the Niners-Colts home game. It was a sea of ponchos last night in the stands at Levi's. And despite the pouring rain, one fan was not afraid to bring his banjo to the game. You'll see him right there. But in the final minutes, with the Niners down, the stadium had pretty much cleared out. While the rain is much needed for the drought-plagued Bay Area, the so-called bomb cyclone caused some flash flooding in Fairfield. Winds reached more than 50 miles per hour and triggered power outages across the Bay Area. In the North Bay, where burn scars remain from the fire season, the powerful storm created mudslides and even brought down some power lines. We've been on Storm Watch on CBSN Bay Area on KPIX.com. You can get live updates and the latest forecasts. Live radar and storm damage reports are also on CBSN Bay Area, once again at KPIX.com.
This morning, a Bay Area port is on notice for alleged repeat violations of the Clean Water Act. Drone video shot by the nonprofit San Francisco Baykeeper appears to catch the alleged polluter spilling a petroleum byproduct into the bay.
It's not only are we getting airborne contamination, but we're also getting contamination in the water.
Caught in the act tonight at 7 on KPIX 5.